share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. What happened to freedom of speech? Political activist and graphic designer, Fahmy Reza, has been vocal regarding his displeasure towards the government dated all the way back to the BERSIH movement. If you're somewhat active on social media, you would have definitely seen all of Fahmy's satirical cartoons calling out the current government's decisions. On the 9th of March, Fahmy took to Twitter to post a summon that he had gotten from PDRM saying that they will be questioning him over his past social media posts today, the 10th of March, at 11 a.m. based on two police reports lodged against him. Aku Tarima Notice Dari Pehabat Siasatan Janaya, IPD Putrajaya Untuk Bagi Ketarangan Pasal 2 Kes Polis Berkaitan Dengan 2 Posting, Graphic Aku di Media Sosial, Jam 11 Pagi Esok. Menurut Polis, Aku Disiasat Bahwa Seksan 233 Akta Komunikasi dan Multimedia aka Hashtag AKTA Sakit Hati. pic.twitter.com/l4tdnpb7n. Fahmy Reza, at KUASASISWA, March 9, 2021. According to the police, I am investigated under Section 223 of the Communication and Multimedia Act, also known as the Butthurt Act. He added that PDRM, which two of his postings they're actually investigating, but based on the notice date, one report was lodged on the 15th of February 2021, while another the 7th of October 2020. Around the 15th of February, some of his postings were directed towards PDRM in the wake of sexual harassment allegations towards officers who allegedly checked a woman's undergarments. On the 7th of October 2020, his art was directed towards Health Minister, Datuk Seri Adam Baba, when he disappeared from the public eye, and Malaysians were angered. Talang Kari Menterihilang. pic.twitter.com/gdqllfbz. Fahmy Reza, at KUASASISWA, October 3, 2020. Despite his summons, Fahmy Reza is standing his ground and said that no matter how many police reports are lodged against him, no matter how many times the police investigate me, he will never erase any of his postings and satirical graphic art criticizing the authority on social media. Freedom of expression is our right as citizens and we need to defend it. If you're someone that's easily offended by satirical art which you consider rude, by all means, unfollow or block my account. But don't restrict the rights of others who have no problem with the protest graphics I make. He said that as he's being investigated under the Communications and Multimedia Act, PDRM and the authorities have the power to seize his social media accounts for the sake of collecting evidence. Thus, he requested netizens to follow his backup Twitter account at FAHMirezaKL. Within a few hours of receiving the notice, Fahmy created an art criticizing Prime Minister, Tan Sri Mahidin Yassin, depicting him as a dictator. pic.twitter.com/fawaknadex. Fahmy Reza, at KUASASISWA, March 9, 2021. This isn't the first time Fahmy has gotten in trouble with the authorities. Back in 2016, he was investigated under the same act after his infamous art of depicting former Prime Minister, Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak, as a clown. He was sentenced to 1 month in prison and a fine of RM30K. Fahmy Reza reassured that he will update once his questioning process is over. Let us know what you think about this. Also read, Machines cry out double standards after photos of Asman Ali allegedly breaking SOPs go viral. Source, Fahmy Reza. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.